to law enforcement about possible violence. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Following the raid of former President Trump's home in Florida, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security issuing a bulletin warning of violent threats online and against federal officials. Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, formerly with the Department of Justice, on CBS's Face the Nation.
When you saw the DHS bulletin about, you know, potential threats now to the agents, this is the whole fabric of our democracy, and they have lost faith. Many have in the FBI and our institutions.
Some of those threats calling for a civil war. Tuesday is primary day for Wyoming Republicans, and Congresswoman Liz Cheney is trailing behind. Fox's Rich Edson is in Wyoming.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney's political future in the House is very much in jeopardy. She is down significantly in the polls here. A University of Wyoming poll has her down nearly 30 percentage points. Much of this has to do in the arguments for and against her center around her vice chairing the January 6th committee, former President Trump, and her belief that he is a domestic threat to the United States. Cheney's opponent is Harriet Hageman. She's leaned into that argument. She has Trump's endorsement and accuses Cheney of abandoning Trump and Wyoming.
Hageman recently saying the 2020 election was rigged in favor of now President Joe Biden. Cheney has stated she's making sure former President Trump does not return to the White House. Border Patrol personnel continue to be overwhelmed as thousands of migrants cross the southern border daily and enter the U.S. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, telling Fox News Live the cartels are driving the increase.
If people know that they're going to be released, if they're going to be rewarded after violating our laws, they're going to continue to come.
Judd says the cartels advertise their services around the world and abuse current U.S. policies. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Police in Arizona stand by their decision to arrest some parents who tried to remove their children from school during a lockdown.
Officers in the Phoenix suburb of El Mirage brought three parents into custody as they tried to force their way into Thompson Ranch Elementary School Friday while the school was locked down. Cops were on the scene after reports of an armed man trying to get on campus. Parents rushed to get their children but were turned away by authorities. This resulted in a scuffle with one man who was handcuffed, with his handgun falling to the ground during the arrest. He's now facing a weapons charge for having a firearm on school grounds. Two other parents tried to help that man and were tased for intervening. They will face unspecified charges. The suspect who triggered the lockdown was located and was being evaluated by mental health professionals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Gas prices are down again. Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey with details.
Gasoline prices dropped 45 cents per gallon in the past 3 weeks, and the price is actually down one full dollar from 9 weeks ago. The price is now $4.10 for regular.
That's 85 cents more than this time last year. Lundberg says reduced consumer demand also is driving down prices. R&B singer R. Kelly is set to face retrial tomorrow for his 2008 child pornography state charges. Fox's Christina Coleman.
The convicted sex offender has long been trailed by accusations of using his fame to systematically sexually abuse young fans, including some children. 2008 trial, R. Kelly was accused of having sex on video with a girl no older than 14. She did not testify during that case, and R. Kelly was acquitted. The big difference in this new Chicago trial that's going to be happening, in this trial, that girl is now in her 30s, and she is expected to take the stand. Based on court filings, prosecutors in this case will likely argue that R. Kelly rigged the 2008 case by threatening the young girl's family against testifying and paying them off not to do so.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.